Hey, this is Aurelia, and you are now tuned into Black Girl with a Voice.
Hey, it's Aurelia, and I am back with another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Today, I guess this is more so of me just rambling, so I'm going to get started because I don't know how long this is going to be. As this is 2021, and this is a pre-recorded episode, so I'm going to go ahead and say that. Today's date is Tuesday, January 5th, 2021, and honestly, I'm just hoping that as this year goes on, we just get through it, because quite frankly, everything in 2020 was not a wreck. I went through a good amount of stuff in 2020. I went through heartbreaks and breakdowns with my family, heartbreaks and breakdowns with people who I wanted to be joined with at one point. So I've been through a lot, and I've been at some of the happiest points in 2020, and I've hit some of the lowest points in my life again in 2020. And it's nothing against like the whole year, like the pandemic. That's whenever I started feeling the happiest, and it didn't really take a bad toll on me, but it did at the same time, because I was still dealing with a lot of things in that time. Although I was still at some of the happiest points that I could have been at. I just want to say I want everybody to be thankful for the things that they do have and be grateful for the things that they don't. Because sometimes the things that you don't got, they're going to come to you at a different time. All I knew is, for example, I knew before Christmas that there was this one pair of heel shoes. They're not really heels, not like the little skinny inch heels, because I don't wear those. I don't fool with those. I'm not trying to break my ankles or nothing. But they're kind of like, they're thick. So anyway, there was this one pair of shoes that I wanted, and I just thought they were so clean and nice. And Christmas came around. Mind you, I wrote this on my Christmas list, and Christmas came around. I was like, I didn't get those, but I did get another pair of shoes. And they were kind of like a replica of one pair of shoes that I already had. So me, I was like, all right, that's cool. And I went to my hometown for Christmas, and while I was there, lo and behold, the exact same shoes that I've been wanting was there. And you could imagine how happy I was. At first, I was like, I really want these shoes, because there's something that I just really want these shoes. This would be like a gift to myself. And this is something that I would do for myself just for this one time, because 2020, you really didn't buy nothing for yourself. So why not? And then I was like, I don't have the money. So how am I going to get this? And then boom, money. Because not only did I learn through 2020 how to just be by myself a lot, and how to like pray on everything and manifest on everything, because those two things go hand in hand. Like, I was like, wow, okay, well, we got this. And not only did I get that, I got another pair of shoes that I wanted. But the other pair of shoes that I wanted, they're not the exact same shoe, but they're more unique, because you can't find them here. You can only find them in my hometown. So that just made it that much more better for me. Because now I'm like, now you're fitting your personality, because you're unique. You're not like anybody else. You're standing out. So now I'm just like, that's what's up. That's what's it. Like, you're doing something different. You sat here and you worked hard for something and you got it. It didn't just fall out of the sky. So as I said in one of the episodes that would be coming up, because again, this is a pre-recorded episode. So in one of the episodes that would be coming up about nobody else can walk a mile in your shoes. Like I said in that, nobody else can put on the shoes to walk at anything in your life at all. Nobody else can do anything like you. And I think a lot of people need to put that in their head, because if you don't, you're going to spend your life thinking that somebody else is better than you. And that's not it. Nobody else is better than you. There is, if you go to my Instagram right now, I have a quote as of right now. I don't think I'm going to change it anytime soon, because I bump with that quote so much. But it says, I'm not better than anybody else, but I know when I'm above. Let me repeat that. I'm not better than anybody else, but I know what I'm above. And when I wrote that, when I said that, I meant that, because I don't think I'm better than anybody else. I don't think anybody is better than me. So when somebody goes, oh, well, I have this, I'm like, you're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. And some people take that as offensive. And if you take that as offensive, that means that you're still out here looking for validation from people who probably don't care to open their third eye to you. They don't care to give you three eyes to look at. They don't care to give you one eye to look at. You're still, in some sense, looking for validation from somebody if you find that offensive. If somebody says, you're not better than me, and I'm not better than you. I've always said that, and I think I stand and I live by that. If I thought that I was better than somebody else, I would pretty much be a snob. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody would pretty much like you, for the most part, unless you find people that are just exactly like you. And if you find a group of people that are just exactly like you, that's sad. That's pathetic. That's sad. Because the minute you feel like I'm better than this person because I made this choice different than they did, or I made this choice and they didn't make this choice, and I got better shoes, I got the better shirt, I got the better clothes, I got the better booty, I got the better bra, I got multiple bras, I got better bras, I got a better stomach, my stomach flatter, my stomach fatter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got smaller feet, my hair is a little straighter. Let me tell you something, I have 4C hair, I ain't nothing about the straight. So when people do stuff like that, you let it roll off your shoulder, because that's more reflection of what they're doing in the mirror and not you. So when people do stuff like that to you, you have to really, really be strong in yourself to really be like, it's cool if that's how you feel, but I'm gonna go on by my day, because I'm not about to go back and forth about nothing that I know is not true. But you do you, and I'm gonna go on by my business. And I just feel like when I got those pair of shoes and I tried them on, I was like, oh my God. I was like, I knew there was a reason why I wanted these. I was like, yes, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it. And I just thought that they were the best thing in the world. And like, and then there was when I tried on the second pair of shoes, the first pair of shoes would have been the heels, but the second pair of shoes, when I tried those on, I was like, okay. I'm bumping with these. So I put them on, and me and my siblings, two of my siblings, we went to somewhere, and I wore those out, and I was like, the whole time, I was like, please don't let me scuff these shoes. Please don't let these shoes get dirty. And I have a pit bull, a big pit bull. And I was like, oh my God, please let me scuff these shoes. I don't want the yellow up there to get dirty. I don't want the white to get dirty. And they're so pretty unique. I don't want them to get messed up, right? And I'm like, okay, we're going to do everything not to mess these shoes up. I walked kind of straight. I didn't put no creases in them or nothing. And I made it home. Now, you can imagine, when a dog goes outside, typically they're going to get something on the bottom of their paws. And I'm home free. I'm in the room, and I'm like, I'm about to take these shoes off and put them up and make sure they don't get dirty. And I'm not going to wear them again until February or whatever. And I was like, okay, we're not going to touch these shoes because we don't want them to get dirty. The minute I was getting ready to take my shoes off, you could guess who came in and scuffed my shoe up and put dirt on my shoe. My dog. So I was like, oh my God, why would you do that? So now I had to go in there and scrub the shoe. Now, me, I could have got frustrated and just lost all hope for it. And then I would have had a stain on my shoe. But instead of getting frustrated and getting mad because I got my shoe dirty, or the dog technically got my shoe dirty, I just went in there, wet something. I wet a paper towel and wiped it off, and I scrubbed off as much as I could, and I let it dry. And now you could barely tell that the dog put his paw print on my shoe. Point being said is, it's just like, I had a lot of faith in myself and a lot of things that I was doing. Although this is materialistic, I'm talking about something materialistic. Usually, I typically don't care about materialistic things. I will literally wear like the same other outfit every week and just mix and match. For all I care for, I'll wear the same shoes for like the longest of time and have like shoes at the house, and just, yeah. But the point being said was, when you do the work that you're supposed to do, you get the rewards that you asked for, that you thought about. It's nothing like, it's nothing that's going to go against you if you're supposed to have it, if that makes sense. If you're supposed to have something for yourself, if something is supposed to come to you, it's going to happen. It's nothing that you can rush and that you can run away from. All I know is that's what I was supposed to do, and that's what I got. I did the work that I was supposed to do, and that's what I got, and I'm happy with that. And sometimes the gifts and the rewards that we want aren't going to always come in the forms that we think they're going to come in. And we have to be aware of that, because a lot of the times when we don't get what we ask for, we become ungrateful in a sense, or we forget what we already got in front of us. And that's just something that a lot of us need to learn how to take control of, because if we don't, that's just going to cause just a lot of hectic things for us when the time does come. And I think that everybody, once we really, really let love set in for ourselves, we start realizing that we start giving a lot more love to everybody else. You can only give out so much that you know how to do for yourself. I don't know if that even made any sense. Okay, I'm gonna reword that. If you only can give out so much that you have, so like you can't pour anything from an empty cup. I know everybody who's listening to this heard that. Just like you can't pour from an empty cup, you can't give out more love than what you already have for yourself. At the end of the day, anything that we are looking for, anything that we're searching for, we have to find that within ourselves at whatever moment in time. Because every time that we're around people, we're technically still by ourselves. You're still in your own body. You're not boogieing in Wonderland with their spirits or anything. I would hope not, because if you are, I think you need an exorcist. But be mindful of how you think and what you do. Those shoes are like a prize to me, because I know that I thought, this is how I think about me getting those shoes, right? I was struggling with a lot. And with myself, like not that people knew about or anything, or that I was discussing. I was just struggling with a lot. And I remember I was seeing those pair of shoes, like in my head at first, and then I remember I ran across them online somewhere, and then it got closer to Christmas, and I was like, I just put it on my Christmas list. But again, I was still struggling with things within myself, and I feel like that was just like a reward of me actually figuring out how I was going to do what I was going to do, and how I was going to rebundle myself and carry myself. And I feel like those shoes was my reward for it in real life. And I was just like, I got it. I did something right today. I feel like I did something correct. So sometimes your reward can be like a fresh cup of water, bro. Like a cold cup of water. All of the, say, you done worked out for 3 weeks. Or this one particular morning, you worked out so hard. And your water bottle is empty, right? Now you have to go all the way home from the gym and go get a cold glass cup of water. Your water isn't turned off or anything, which is great. Because now when you go home, you get that cup of water that you've been searching for after you done worked out hard. And it's just great. I just think in 2021, a lot of us need to take the time. I'm sorry if that heard my voice crackle, because I feel like that just sounded like I was about to start crying. Anyway, a lot of people really, really have to ground themselves and figure out what it is that they want to do with themselves and what they want to do with their life. And it's okay for, if you're around my age, it's okay for you not to know I tell you that, it's okay for you not to know, because me, I don't have one specific thing, but I know where I want to head, and I know how I want to do it. I know where I want to go, if that makes sense. When I was growing up, I think I was always asked, since you're growing up from like pre-K all the way up to now, what do you want to be when you grow up? What do you want to be when you leave high school? What do you want to be when you after you get out of college? And I could never answer that question. I never answered it. Not now time that I answer that question. And I just, every school year I would be asked that, or every couple of school years I'll be asked that. I'd be like, I don't know. They'd be like, just write something down. I don't know. That's what I'm gonna write down, because I don't know. And there was just so many amazing things that I thought that I could be, I thought that I could do. And those are the things that I'm pursuing now, but they're not one specific thing. So they're all roads that I have to figure out. How can I take all these roads in one bunch without spilling everything everywhere, without messing over myself? How can I pursue all these things? And that's whenever I really had to start putting faith in myself. Do you think you could really do this? Yeah, I think I could really do this. So why not do it? All right, then. It's just like learning how to play the piano or the guitar for the first time. It's like learning how to ride a bicycle for the first time. When you're first learning how to ride the bicycle, you're kind of, I think riding the bicycle, learning how to ride the bicycle might be one of the easiest things to learn. A little bit, because some people might disagree with that, but I'm just going to say for right now that it might be one of the easiest things to learn how to do. Once you get on the bike, make sure your seat is set right. Make sure the bike is not too tall. Make sure the bike is not too low. Make sure it's for your age group. And then once you sit on the bike, you have to catch your balance. You have to catch your balance. Make sure that you have one. These are the steps for if you don't have like training wheels. I didn't learn how to ride the bike with training wheels. But you're going to put one foot on the pedal, and you're going to push that foot forward, and you're going to put the other foot on the pedal. But put both foot, actually, take that back. Put both feet on the pedal at the same time, but you got to do it quick, because if you don't, you're going to fall over. Remember, you have to keep your balance. There's nothing holding you up. You don't have training wheels. So, and then you push forward, and you push forward, and then you push forward, and then you realize, this is something great. I just learned how to ride the bike. And then you got to keep going, though, because if you don't know your controls for the bike, if there's no brakes, you're going to fall. If you don't know how to stop the bike properly, or if you don't know how to hold your balance properly, you're going to fall off the bike. You might scrape a knee. You might not scrape anything. You might just have a hard fall like your Humpty Dumpty. Maybe you won't crack like an egg and break anything. But, you just do that. And then once you learn how to ride the bike, and you start riding up and down hills, you ride up the hill to get the reward of going down the hill. And it just feels amazing, because now your hair is blowing back. And even if your hair doesn't really move a lot in the wind, you're still feeling it go through your hair. You see what I'm saying? So, like, I think 2021, a lot of us need to do a lot of rewarding ourselves for the things, for the small things. I guess that's probably the main point of this. The main point of this rambling. Reward ourselves for the smaller things. Be grateful for the things that we already do have, and be grateful for the things that we might not ever get. Because maybe you're not meant to have it. If you don't get what you're asking for, you're not meant to have it. If you were supposed to do this on this date and it ended up being pushed back further 3 more months, you weren't meant to do it at that time. Maybe there was something that could have happened somewhere that you just now avoided because you didn't go or because you couldn't go. So reward yourself for the small things that you do. Reward yourself for the small achievements, and think of like the small little blessings. Think of the moments that you feel the happiest. Thank yourself for that. I was about to say thank God for that, but thank whoever you believe in. And if you don't have a religion, thank your spiritual guides for that. And if you don't believe in that either, and you just kind of believe in nothing, or like you just kind of believe in, you know there's something up there, but you don't know exactly what it is, so you don't know how to feel about any of it, just enjoy that moment. Because sometimes when times get dark, a lot of us don't really think about how good our moments were when we were happiest, to know how to pull ourselves out of the darkness alone. And I'm not saying that you have to do everything alone. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be there for you. No, I'm saying that at the end, ultimately, no matter who's there for you, no matter who's doing what for you, it's all up to you about how you're going to go about getting out of it, because nobody else can do it for you. You only live your life. Again, nobody else can walk in your shoes, so nobody else can really pull you out of the funk. You're really pulling yourself out of the funk. And for a lot of the people who do think that somebody pulled them out of the funk for themselves, like pulled them, okay, say there's a person who's just like really down, depressed, or just really, really down bad at the moment, and they meet somebody and that person really helps them. Some people may think that person did that for me. No, you did that for yourself. That person just motivated you and gave you the push that you need. And just reward yourself. I'm not saying go buy Louis Vuitton, Gucci. I think I said that wrong. It's Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton, Gucci. I'm not saying do all that. I'm not saying buy $1,000 ring with diamonds up there, although I think diamonds cost more. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, give yourself, like, oh, well, I ate this many vegetables during this week, so I'm going to give myself this slice of cake. Like, reward yourself, because you're phenomenal. You're a great human being, and you shouldn't let anybody else or anything else make you feel less than that right there. But because I see that it looks like I'm about to run time up and I've been rambling for quite a bit, I'm going to end this episode and say, this is the end of the episode. This is another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. And be kind to yourself, be kind to your heart, be kind to your mind, be kind to your soul. Love yourself, love your heart, love your mind, love your soul. And be kind to everybody, because you never know what anybody else is going through. And that is another episode of Black Girl with a Voice. Bye. Or another episode of Rambling. Or episode of Rant. You get the point. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Black Girl with a Voice.